what it's looking at this year is the possibility of furthering Africa's economic growth and development by looking at spatial development and demographic growth. So it takes into account the Africa continent's booming population. It looks at the growth of cities, of the countryside, and the need to develop local networks in order to further the continent's agenda.
Africa's population is set to triple by 2050. Can you tell me what sort of challenges this will bring?
What this poses is both challenges and opportunities. Challenges because 370 million young people are going to join the labor market within the next 15 years. And that implies creating a lot of jobs. But this demographic growth is also going to exert a lot of pressure on natural resources, on infrastructure, and generally in terms of boosting the economy. But it's also an opportunity because it means that there's more active young people within the workforce who can then support the growing number of older people. So it's also, if it's tapped properly and if the energy is mobilized in the right direction, this could actually help Africa in its efforts to integrate the global economy, to become more competitive, and to further its development agenda.
There was a major outbreak of Ebola, especially in Western African countries. Can you tell me how this has affected the economy?
The Ebola epidemic has basically affected every aspect of life in the affected countries. It has prompted countries to close down borders. The airlines were not reaching these countries anymore because of the international scare around it. But it has also closed down markets because of quarantines. And it has taken away people's livelihoods over the longer term. So these three countries are still struggling with reviving their economies and making sure people have their basic needs.
What can you say about where investments will or should be put to further a healthy economy in African countries?
So far, countries across Africa have relied on sectoral policies. So they try and industrialize, they try and diversify, they go into the service economy, or they boost efforts at greening the growth process. But what has not happened so much is to develop local economies. The report says that there needs to be a diversification of rural economies. The agricultural sector needs to become more productive, but there also needs to be investments in other sectors, such as transport infrastructure, services. Secondly, building skills. With so many young people entering the job market, their skills are going to have to be built so that they can become entrepreneurs and they can sustain the economy. And then finally, just developing networks between the rural and urban areas, such as roads, other types of infrastructure, investments, and developing trade. Because what's happening so far is that we're seeing areas where the economies are booming, but that's not trickling down to the most remote areas.
Can you tell me what are the major obstacles in developing a healthy African economy?
There are different types of economies in Africa, and some are more diversified than others. Some have successfully developed their agriculture. But I think, generally speaking, there's been a lot of reliance on the extractive sector or on natural resources. And the challenge is to move from that into investment into other economic sectors to make sure that that spills over into sectors that create jobs and that are actually competitive within the global economy.